Asian Voice News, the Global Link.
Zaka concerned over erratic electricity supply. Government urged to intensify efforts to end load shedding. A Nigerian pilot tests positive for alcohol after plane veered off runway. Good afternoon. To present the 13 hours main news, I'm Chimba Chiloba. The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has expressed concern over the continuous erratic electricity supply and load management measures that consumers continue to experience. The association noted that while the situation is negatively impacting households and businesses, declaring it a national disaster is not an option at this stage. ZACA has therefore called for urgent attention to be placed on accelerating alternative energy projects that the government has already outlined, including renewable energy investments, diversification of power sources, and improved efficiency in distribution. If well planned and implemented, these initiatives can significantly reduce the burden of load management and meet the growing energy demands of consumers, the association stated. ZACA has since urged the government, industry, and all stakeholders to fast-track these projects to ensure that Zambians can access a stable, reliable, and affordable electricity supply to support daily needs and economic growth. Gospel artist and community evangelist William Sambea has called on the government to implement targeted financial policies that support the growth and sustainability of upcoming artists within vulnerable communities in Zambia. Speaking during RCV's Community Forum program today, themed the importance of art and worship, Mr. Sambea emphasized the urgent need to nurture untapped talent, particularly among youths from vulnerable backgrounds. He noted that many young people possess significant artistic potential, but lack the financial support and platforms to develop and showcase their skills. There is a lot of untapped potential in our communities that needs to be promoted, especially among those from underprivileged backgrounds, said Mr. Sambea. He said the government must make it easier for young people to access financial support that will uplift their efforts in growing the local art industry without prolonged processes, but a simplified and accessible support system to help steer youths away from illicit activities in giving them a sense of purpose. Mr. Sambea stressed that empowering young artists could be a powerful tool in reducing social ills such as drug abuse and delinquency, often associated with youth commonly referred to as junkies in communities.
We can reach at the stage where even if one is not educated, but through their art, at least they are able to excel in life because of the government is there for them, is supporting them and making sure that things are being done in the right way. Not favors, you know, sometimes it happens where one is working hard, but the people are benefiting others, you know, and it discourages so much. So it's very much important whenever we are working, our works have to be observed and making sure that things are being done in the right way as well.
Financial expert John Sambaombe has urged the government to step up its response to the ongoing energy crisis by launching a comprehensive board national agro-processing energy relief accelerator, a three-pronged initiative plan aimed at mitigating the high cost of living caused by prolonged load shedding. He said redirecting a portion of exported electricity back into the national grid and investing significantly in renewable energy solutions will help ensure long-term energy security and price stability. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Osaka, Mr. Sambaombe emphasized the importance of prioritizing domestic energy needs and called for the fast-tracking of the national solar rooftop projects, which can be supported by affordable government finance loans as a viable short-term solution to help ease the current crisis. Such measures would accelerate the recovery of the energy sector and ensure that the needs of ordinary citizens remain central to government policies, said Mr. Sambaombe. Additionally, Mr. Sambaombe recommended that the government renegotiate existing power export contracts and, where necessary, temporarily suspend certain agreements depending on the nature of the supply bottlenecks to reduce domestic electricity shortages and bring down the cost of living.
Just having unseen power for 3 hours, it's a huge challenge. While households and small businesses suffer, you know, and yet we keep exporting power, even as our people are left to burn charcoal and watch their businesses collapse. This is a reality. This is not just about power, it is about dignity, food security, and our economy's lifeblood.
The Zambia Tourism Agency, ZTA, has relaunched its flagship domestic tourism campaign aimed at encouraging Zambians to explore their own country's vast natural beauty, heritage, and adventure experiences. The six-month campaign, dubbed Take a Holiday Yamuloko, which runs from September 12, 2025 to February 28, 2026, seeks to increase domestic travel and achieve a targeted 30% growth in domestic tourism visits by the end of the year. ZANIT reports that Minister of Tourism Rodney Sikumba, who officiated at the relaunch, said the initiative is aligned with President Hakainde Hichilema's directive to make tourism accessible and affordable for local citizens. Mr. Sikumba has called on Zambians to embrace domestic tourism, saying it is the foundation upon which international tourism thrives. He commended the ZTA for executing the campaign's marketing plan and hailed the private sector for making tourism inclusive. In African news, a pilot and co-pilot have tested positive for alcohol after the plane they were operating veered off the runway when landing in Nigeria. The Nigerian Safety Investigation Bureau screened the pair after the accident in July at the Port Harcourt International Airport. In addition, a crew member tested positive for cannabis. All 103 people on board the Boeing 737 at the time of the incident were unharmed. Air Peace, the company that operated the flight, said the 64-year-old pilot has been sacked for failing to adhere to safety regulations, while the co-pilot has since returned to his role. Coming up shortly, Brazilians react to the Supreme Court ruling against former president. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Brazil's top court ruling against former President Jair Bolsonaro drew various reactions across Brazilian cities on Friday. Opponents of the former Brazilian president celebrated across the country on Friday after the Supreme Court sentenced him to 27 years in prison for attempting a military coup to stay in power. Others expressed their grievance towards the justice's decision, and a group of Bolsonaro supporters held a vigil outside his house in Brasilia, where he is under house arrest. Four of the five Supreme Court justices reviewing the case found Bolsonaro guilty on five counts in a ruling that will deepen political divisions. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has expressed concern over the continuous erratic electricity supply and load management measures that consumers continue to experience. Financial expert John Sambaombe has urged the government to step up its response to the ongoing energy crisis by launching a comprehensive board national agro-processing energy relief accelerator, a three-pronged initiative plan aimed at mitigating the high cost of living caused by prolonged load shedding. And a pilot and co-pilot have tested